the process itself has been owned by the three, Cyril Paul Malong, Pagana Moom, and Stephen Boyd.
Why would they own a process that is for everybody?
Well, the self-serving narratives that they have given to the mediators is that the peace process belongs to the three that I have mentioned. And that is the message that has been communicated to us by them and also by the mediators. And we were surplus to requirements according to their view. And after we have seen this, we made it clear that we are South Sudanese and we are supposed to be part of the process as we started together. But eventually, they threatened the mediators that should these other political organizations be kept at this peace venue, then we should be given tickets to fly away.
How many groups been told not to be part of the process?
There are four groups that were initially invited, but that have been finally asked to, some have been asked to leave, and others are being kept there as appendages. They do not have any role to play significantly. And these four groups are the UDRM that has already left, and also the South Sudan United Front Progressive that I am heading, that is not being given the chance to participate, and that is not being sent away. It's just a matter of come tomorrow and move on like that. And also there is the PRM, Kitgwam, under General Laraka. All these political organizations have been phased out on request of General Malong, jointly with Pagan, and they are citing reasons that are not necessarily to be communicated in the media. As well, the peace process, according to them, was actually engineered by their friends inside Juba. And so, since they are not our friends, we do not have to participate in it.
There are people who promoted themselves to major generals, and they are just on paper. They don't have any following on the ground. They even don't have troops. They were lucky to be invited at the talk. What are you telling me about?
Those people that have been invited there to the talk are the conformists. They actually have talked nicely to the three bosses that I have mentioned, and they are being allowed to be there. As who are championing for the change in the country, basically, on matters of constitution, will delay the process, and so we must not be part of it.
There are various groups in South Sudan. People would call these groups rebel groups, but in actual sense, it's only one person who has run out of Juba and is in Nairobi sending statements on a headed paper calling themselves commander-in-chief of this group and that group, when in actual fact, they don't even have any troops on the ground. How would you negotiate with somebody like that? That person could be negotiating his ways to go back to Juba and be in a government.
Well, the criteria of selection is not known to us. From the genesis of the process, we all knew that it was a communication between the two principals. Basically, President Salva Kiir Mayardit of South Sudan writing to his counterpart in Kenya, His Excellency William Samoei Ruto. And the peace process later on was made known to the public that there will be an initiative that will encompass SOMA and the other groups, which we embrace because we need peace for our country, and we also need the opportunity to talk on the issues of constitution, as that one has been an ingredient that is lacking in the country, so that it can kick off like the rest of our rivals in the region. But unfortunately, the mediators succumbed to the self-serving narratives of Gerald Malong, Pagan, and Boy Rolnyang, who claims to have the forces and who claims to be the biggest threat in the country and who claims to own the process itself. And for that reason, we have to talk to South Sudanese. Tumaini in Kiswahili means hope, but there is no hope in it for South Sudanese except for the people that I have mentioned and those that they have brought on the table. Those that have just announced the other day that they have become rebel faction and that they have forces. They embrace them, maybe thinking that they would become a leverage in some ways, but they do not know this reality on the ground, that now, certain people are just self-seeking and they don't have forces.
Sandy, let's talk about forces. When you broke away from General Paul Malong, you formed your own group called the South Sudan United Progressive, right?
Front Progressive, yes.
South Sudan United Front Progressive. How many soldiers do you have?
Yes. Well, I am not a violent organization. From the time I broke away from General Malong, I have never spoken that I will shoot here or there because I have not amassed the soldiers. Soldiers being amassed means violence, and I don't subscribe to it. Yeah, I'm saying it is the group of young people and the politicians that I am with, that I am leading. And our call is that we need South Sudan to be reinvigorated in a manner that will not kill the lives but make people prosperous. And that is through the constitution, basically, because constitution will guarantee the rights of everyone.
And